Good morning and welcome to the Monday, October 22nd edition of Byers & Company. We wrap up our Charlie 10, not one, two events this week. Plus, we'll give away Brad Underwood tickets and preview our list of politicians that are coming in over the next couple of weeks. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. And I'm not alone, by the way. I'm hearing from all kinds of people that are explaining why all the trees are still green.
Okay. What is the explanation?
There's a lot of explanations, actually. There's actually the best weather for brilliant fall foliage is a growing season that has ample moisture followed by a dry, cool, and sunny autumn with warm days and cool but frostless nights. So that's like the best thing to create color.
We've had frost.
Abundant sunlight and low temperatures cause the chlorophyll to be destroyed more rapidly. Cool air, especially at night with a lot of daytime sunshine, promotes the formation of more red and purple pigments. I mean, there's all kinds of things that go into this. But I'm telling you, you tell me.
So it's not that the fall is trying to spite you.
No, it is fall is trying to spite me. I can see one, two, three. I can see four trees out my window here. They're all dark green.
Yeah, and I can see two, three.
But Lindsay's like, oh, no, it's the same. No, it's not. I mean, we used to go over like in September. I remember one September day we went over to Allerton Park, right, because they have all that beautiful, and it was all like golds and reds and oranges. And now this is what we've had the last couple of years is they're dark green and then it'll rain kind of like snow and they all fall off. And that's exactly what it's going to do again this year. Don't you think?
Maybe.
I mean, we're talking high school playoffs, right?
I know.
When's the state championship game?
I have no idea.
Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So we are past the point, I think, of fall. Almost. We got maybe a week, maybe left. And then we're in November. And you really don't think of November as being fall, do you?
No, generally not.
Okay. So I'm not crazy.
Okay.
The trees are green. And we get another 45-mile-an-hour wind day like we had on Saturday, and there won't
be
anything left. Hey, our Charlie 10, we're wrapping it up, and we're going to do it like 9-10, just like that, because Thursday night we're going to be at the Country Club for the Diamonds and Desserts, which we'll tell you about just a little bit. Shirley Stanley will be in, one of the diamond honorees over the last 12 years. But Friday night we're going to be at Scoville Zoo for Boo at the Zoo. Ken Fry joins us along with Nicole Bateman and the Gensler boys. They're all here to talk Boo at the Zoo. How many years has this been going on?
This is year number 35.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it started way back in the 80s.
So back in the 80s it would have been like some kids in costumes and some goats.
Yeah, all like...
because that's what the zoo was made up of, right?
Pretty much.
It was like a petting zoo, right?
It was. It was evolving in mid-70s. It started evolving to more exotics. But yeah, by mid-80s the train probably had arrived, and that's why they started the Halloween event.
Yeah. When was the first Project Playground, you know?
That was early 90s, like 90, 91.
We're still using that green lumber stuff, right? Which
yeah.
Now the kids, you know, we don't do that anymore.
No lumber. A lot of splinters. By the end of the life of that, there was a lot of splinters. We were pulling out of fingers.
Yeah. The playground is always packed. I don't care what time of day
you go to.
It's amazing. So Boo at the Zoo has started, but we have our Newhoff night, which has traditionally been just a fantastic night because we bring extra candy. And that's going to be this Friday night. But you guys are open until when, as far as Boo at the Zoo is concerned?
This coming weekend is our last weekend.
Okay.
So, yeah,
so last chance.
It starts Thursday night, and it goes through Sunday. And the Thursday and the Friday that Newhoff will be there will be 5:30 to 8. And then on the weekend, it'll be 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And, this is our last hurrah for this weekend.
All right, so for folks who've never been, you know, maybe new transplants in town with small kids, there's kind of an early for younger kids, and then there's, I mean, like they've got like early train rides, it's really not that spooky.
Right.
And then kind of as it gets a little darker for the older kids, right?
Right, around 6:30 is when we make that transition. That's when it's getting twilight darkish, and so we start the spooky train ride after that. We have some teens that come down and help be our spooky people, you know, for the train ride, and they kind of dress up and they kind of just jump out and yell boo at the kids. And so I usually say it's spooky with finger quotes around it. So
everything's
just kind of fun. Yeah, you get a jump or two out of it, and yeah, it's a fun ride.
Well, the cool thing about, as far as I'm concerned about the train ride this year, is you get to see where the new train is going to be.
You can, yeah, especially when it's a little lighter out. You can kind of look to your left and you go around that loop and see the corridor that the
Nicole, have you seen this?
I haven't. No, my in-laws and my son have seen it.
Yeah.
yeah, a lot. They go every week.
It is amazing
because
you
can see it from the lake.
Yeah, you really can. Because I think people are going to have a hard time kind of actually seeing how this thing works until it's actually up and working, which is not unusual. That's a lot of folks. But it is going to really change the whole dynamic of that park.
Yeah, it really is. It's going to be a spectacular train ride and all the way over to the Children's Museum's parking lot and back and right along the lake and 35 feet up in the air at points. And
that's exciting.
It gives me chills thinking about it. So it'll be a fun ride, yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, the little ones, right? I mean, you go back 35 years ago, and you had little ones. Now they've got little ones. The Scoville Zoo is one of the great treasures of this community. I mean, it is just fantastic.
You know, we've been at the zoo just about every year with one phase or another, with our children and then our grandchildren, and I've got four. So we use that. All the parks and all the activities we have, Children's Museum, it's really, really good for our community, and we use it. So Drew uses it now more than I ever thought about using
it. He says it calm, cool, and collected, grandparent. You know, for me, it's like I got to go in there, I got to wrangle the kids, I got to make sure they're on the path, and you know what I mean? So it's a different thing for me.
Well, listen, booths is fun. You just get the kids dressed up, and they come out, and they got different candy stations. They got all kinds of fun. They got the little jack-o'-lanterns that are lit up all along the way to keep you on track. And stop by and see the Newhoff folks. We'll be there with extra candy, which is a lot of fun. Now, what are the prices as far as getting in? $5 if you're collecting treats?
Yeah, $5 if you're collecting treats, and $4 if you're not collecting treats, and that's for kids and adults both. So if adults want to collect treats, it's $5. And if they don't, it's
so you get
$4.
Like a little ticket thing or whatever you
hand
in.
You get a strip of tickets, you know, 10 tickets, and you just rip number one off and hand it to station number one and pass the talking pumpkin.
Yeah. How did all of this start? Because this is a big deal.
It is.
Kids
a big
are
deal.
Fascinated by this.
You know,
and some adults.
It's pretty cool. Awesome. You know, when I've been around the talking pumpkin for many years now.
A long time.
And it's for some kids, there's this magical moment where they're actually talking to the pumpkin, and the pumpkin's talking back, and they're carrying on this conversation, and then other kids want to stab it with their sword, and, you know, but you know that's okay too. But yeah, it's just a lot of fun to see the different kids interact.
I love watching the kids just sort of process it, right?
Yeah.
Because there's something we lose. There's a magical thing we lose, and I don't know what age it comes
a
in.
Word for it, yeah.
But there's like a kid going, wait a minute, now this is weird. But then they just sort of accept it, right?
Yeah.
And as adults, we have that cynicism that won't let us do that anymore. But it's fun to watch the kids just sort of process it. Wow, that's strange. That thing's talking to me, and then just sort of buy into it.
And they buy in. They start talking to it and sharing all their secrets and stories. And
where is the person? This is what I want to know. It's like I've never gotten the secret answer.
Yeah. You're gonna ruin the magic.
It's a talking pumpkin.
Okay.
All right.
I can show you. We don't reveal the man behind the curtain.
I think we should do that. I think the Charlie 10 video should really look into that. I think we should interview the talking pumpkin.
I can,
for the Charlie 10 video.
Good idea. Can we be the talking pumpkin?
No, I'm not buying it. That's too much responsibility. Well, thousands of kids will come out. It's a blast. And then the train ride is
$275. And the carousel's $225.
Yeah.
And kids that are under the age of two are free if they are not collecting treats, and then the train ride's free for them as well.
I know you guys, I'm sure no matter what you price things at, some people probably go, oh, that's too much. I just don't know what you buy for $275 anymore in life. I mean, it is so inexpensive to go to the zoo. And then all year, right, you've got a free day during the week.
We do, yeah.
That's open for the general public. I think it's Thursdays.
Thursdays.
So, I mean, it is not only one of our great assets, but it's also incredibly affordable. And talk about transformative, Nicole, as a former director of the Children's Museum, you know, that new law enforcement attachment and all the new there and the train coming in and all of the, I mean, that park, or the sculpture park, I mean, you know, it's been great for a long time, but it's never been better.
No, I agree. And I think people are finally thinking of that space as a full park, right? Because now we have the connectivity and the relationship that's been built between the Children's Museum and the zoo over the years. And then you have the anchor of the, you know, those anchors, and then you've got the sculpture park in the middle. And
then when that train connects everything.
The train connects everything, right. And I think that just people are thinking of that as a whole destination, not just one or the other, which is what we've been working for a long time. Ken and I and Dave and the crew at the zoo when I was at the museum worked really hard to bring that relationship on really great terms and be able to really collaborate on different events. And now you've got the Zumu Pass and all these different things that just really is helpful for the community and the parents and grandparents in the community, but also helpful for those two establishments to just grow together.
Yeah, and I kid you not, there would be people that would drive to the zoo, you know, get out and go to the zoo, then go back and get in their car and drive over to the Children's Museum and get out and go into the Children's Museum. I mean, it was like two different destinations, and I just think there's a lot of things that have come together, you know, most notably the Howard G. Buffett Foundation gifts, you know, the Sculpture Park and then the Children's Museum and then the train, and so there's constantly something new, and I think next summer it's going to be just unbelievable. I think that train ride is just going to blow people away.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big summer.
If you're going to raise rates on the train ride, next summer would be the time.
Yeah, I think we are going to raise it a little bit.
Lakeview.
Yeah.
You got a Lakeview.
You got a Lakeview, that's yeah, right.
What can you buy for $275?
That's exactly
like the
right.
Gold Coast train.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so here's the deal. This Friday night from 5:30 to 8, come on out. You can also go Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. But our night is a good night because we do bring extra candy. And so if you're coming out to collect, it's great. Then we'll be doing a video, so if you want to get your cute kids. I remember the little Fat Elvis kid.
Fat Elvis.
That was such a great costume. Because he had like the white jumpsuit on, yes, and the gold sunglasses. He was like, what, maybe 2, 3 years old?
And they used his hair.
They did. But he had his belly hanging over his belt. It was like, yeah, a little Vegas white jumpsuit, Fat Baby Elvis. Oh God, God, it was like the best costume.
I don't know
costume
how the kid
ever
walked upright, honestly, because, yeah, he had a big old belly.
Yeah, it was fun. It was great.
He was so cute.
So you'll see thousands of kids in costume. So come on out and join us on Friday night. You guys, I was out at the Cadillac GMC location on Friday picking up the new Escalade, by the way, which is really nice. Is that a longer body? That's longer than mine. I feel like I am literally driving a battleship.
That is the long version of the...
So there's a third seat and then some.
Yes.
Right?
Lots of golf clubs. Lots,
yes,
of areas to put your stuff. It's not short back there. That's
no,
for sure.
It's incredible. And I was out there picking it up, and they were getting stuff ready. But you guys have literally an on-site tent sale going on right now.
We do, and that's something that, you know, we typically used to do it 2 times a year, and then we just bring it to in-house because it still gives us a little bit of flavor and gives a little buzz. And we're doing it on all of our lots, and it's been pretty successful.
Yeah. So you guys got all your brands. Can you name all of them?
Ah, yeah.
All right, Steve, I'm going to test you. Go ahead.
All right, so you got Hyundai, Honda, Mitsubishi. You got Dodge. You got Ram. You got Chrysler. You got Fiat. You got GMC. You got Cadillac. You got Buick. And?
You're leaving one out.
I know. Jeep.
Yes.
I got them all.
Brian can't miss that one. How's Brian going to miss the Jeep?
No.
So many you forget sometimes.
No, I mean, it's incredible how much you guys have. I think the only thing we have not had out of all of that is a Mitsubishi, you know, in our Hot 25 and our Charlie 10. And I would tell you right now, they got discounts up to $15,000 and new car payments starting as low as $199 per month, 0% financing with approved credit. Just amazing stuff. More than 1,000 vehicles that are up for grabs right now. And no matter what you want, they have it because the Bob Brady empire just keeps expanding. It's pretty cool. All right, Ken, good luck this weekend. We'll see you Friday night.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
It is the perfect safe environment to bring all the family out. To really know your kids are going to come out and have a great time. And I just like to people watch. I mean, it's just so much fun to see all the different costumes. People get really creative. I'm not so sure when we were kids we were nearly that creative as they are today.
I don't think so. There's a lot of fun family costume, theme costumes that people have been doing this year, too.
Yeah, grown-ups can get dressed up,
oh,
right?
Yeah, grown-ups can dress up. The volunteers dress up. Volunteers are awesome. We have 30 volunteers each night and 60 on the weekends to help us out with us in the events. We really thank them as well.
That's amazing. Well, you got the volunteers you have out there all year round, right?
I mean,
the volunteers are what make the zoo run.
We couldn't do it without them.
Now, is the new train in?
The engine?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a new engine in, and it'll be running the train.
It's a pretty sweet engine, too.
It's a nice looking, yeah. It looks the same like the other one does, but it's a diesel. And so it's got a little rumble to it, a little bit of power.
I love that.
A little surge.
Hemi action.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you guys stick tight. We're going to switch out Ken and bring in Shirley Stanley to talk about diamonds and desserts on the other side of the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.